This is another excerpt from a traveler's story of his experience in New York. This traveler was Andrew Burnaby, and his writing was called Travels Through the Middle Settlements in North America in the years 1759 and 1760. And this is his description of New York. This city is situated upon the point of a small island lying open to the bay on one side and on the others included between the north and east rivers, and commands a fine prospect of water, the Jerseys, Long Island, Staten Island, and several others which lie scattered in the bay. It contains between 2,000 and 3,000 houses and 16,000 or 17,000 inhabitants, is tolerably well built, and has several good houses. The streets are paved and very clean, but in general they are narrow. There are 2 or 3 indeed that are spacious and airy, particularly the Broad Way. The houses in this street have, most of them, a row of trees before them, which form an agreeable shade and produce a pretty effect. The whole length of the town is something more than a mile, the breadth of it about half a one. The situation is, I believe, esteemed healthy. But it is subject to one great inconvenient, which is the want of fresh water. So the inhabitants are obliged to have it brought from springs at some distance out of town. There are several public buildings, though but few that deserve attention. The college, when finished, will be exceedingly handsome. It is to be built on 3 sides of a quadrangle, fronting Hudson's or North River, and will be the most beautifully situated of any college, I believe, in the world. At present, only one wing is finished, which is of stone and consists of 24 sets of apartments, each having a large sitting room with a study and bedchamber. They are obliged to make use of some of these apartments for a master's lodge, library, chapel, hall, etc. But as soon as the whole shall be completed, there will be proper apartments for each of these offices. The name of it is King's College. Now it's Columbia University. There are 2 churches in New York, the Old or Trinity Church and the New One or St. George's Chapel. Both of them large buildings, the former in the Gothic taste with a spire, the other upon the model of some of the new churches in London. Besides these, there are several other places of religious worship, namely 2 low Dutch Calvinist churches, 1 high Dutch ditto, 1 French ditto, 1 German Lutheran church, 1 Presbyterian meeting house, 1 Quakers ditto, 1 Anabaptists ditto, 1 Moravian ditto, and a Jews synagogue. There is also a very handsome charity school for 60 poor boys and girls, a good workhouse, barracks for a regiment of soldiers, and one of the finest prisons I have ever seen. The court or stadthouse makes no great figure, but it is to be repaired and beautified. There is a triangular fort capable of mounting 60 cannon, though at present there are, I believe, only 32. Within this, the governor's palace, and underneath it, a battery capable of mounting 94 guns, and barracks for a company or 2 of soldiers. Upon one of the islands in the bay is a hospital for sick and wounded seamen, and upon another, a pest house. These are the most noted public buildings in and about the city. Arts and sciences have made no greater progress here than in other colonies, but as a subscription library has been lately opened, and everyone seems zealous to promote learning, it may be hoped that they will hereafter advance faster than they have done hitherto. The college is established upon the same plan as that in the Jerseys, except that this at New York professes the principles of the Church of England. At present, the state of it is far from being flourishing, or so good as might be wished. Its fund does not exceed £10,000 currency, and there is a great scarcity of professors. A commencement was held nevertheless this summer, and 7 gentlemen took degrees. There are in it at this time about 25 students. The president, Dr. Johnson, is a very worthy and learned man but rather too far advanced in life to have the direction of so young an institution. The late Dr. Bristow left to this college a fine library, of which they are in daily expectation. The inhabitants of New York, in their character, very much resemble the Pennsylvanians. More than half of them are Dutch, and almost all traders. They are therefore habitually frugal, industrious, and parsimonious. Being, however, of different nations, different languages, and different religions, it is almost impossible to give them any precise, determinate character. The women are handsome and agreeable, though rather more reserved than the Philadelphian ladies. Their amusements are much the same as in Pennsylvania, viz. Balls and sleighing expeditions in the winter, and in the summer, going in parties upon the water and fishing, or making excursions into the country. There are several houses pleasantly situated upon East River, near New York, where it is common to have turtle feasts. These happen once or twice in a week. 30 or 40 gentlemen and ladies meet and dine together, drink tea in the afternoon, fish, and amuse themselves till evening, when they return home in Italian chaises. The fashionable carriage in this and most parts of America, Virginia excepted, where they make use only of coaches and those commonly drawn by 6 horses. A gentleman and a lady in each chaise. In the way, there is a bridge about 3 miles distant from New York, which you always pass over as you return, called the Kissing Bridge, where it is a part of the etiquette to salute the lady who has put herself under your protection. The present state of this province is flourishing. It has an extensive trade to many parts of the world, particularly to the West Indies, and has acquired great riches by the commerce which it has carried on under flags of truce to Cape Francois and Monte Cristo. Those are 2 ports on Hispaniola. The troops, by having made it the place of their general rendezvous, have also enriched it very much. However, it is burdened with taxes, and the present public debt amounts to more than £300,000 currency. The taxes are laid upon estates, real and personal, and there are duties upon Negroes and other importations. The provincial troops are about 2,600 men. The difference of exchange between currency and bills is about 70% to 80%. Before I left New York, I took a ride upon Long Island, the richest spot, in the opinion of the New Yorkers, of all America, and where they generally have their villas or country houses. It is undeniably beautiful, and some parts of it are remarkably fertile, but not equal, I think, to the Jerseys. The length of it is something more than 100 miles, and the breadth 25. About 15 or 16 miles from the west end of it, there opens a large plain between 20 and 30 miles long and 4 or 5 broad. There is not a tree growing upon it, and it is asserted there never were any. Strangers are always carried to see this place as a great curiosity, and the only one of its kind in North America. These were excerpts from Andrew Burnaby's impressions of New York City and the surrounding locale.